ಗುಣಮಾಯಿ ನಮ ಮಾಯಾ ದುರದ್ವ ಮೃದಾಯೇತ್ಯಂತೆ ಮಾಯಮೇತಾಂತರಾಂತಿತೆ. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
Prakriti ke teen gun wali is dainushakti ko paar karna bahut kathin hai, kintu jo mere sharanagat ho jate hain ve bade aasani se इसे पार कर सकते हैं.
I'm very, very pleased and thankful to be with all of you in this great holy place of Kurukshetra.
मैं बहुत प्रसन्न हूँ इस कुरुक्षेत्र के पवित्र भूमि में आप सबके बीच में उपस्थित होकर.
We cannot express the joy we have to speak on the topic of Sri Bhagavad Gita in the holy place where Sri Bhagavad Gita is eternally being spoken by Lord Shri Krishna.
हमें बहुत बधाई है कि इतना आनंद है कि भगवद गीता के विषय में हम चर्चा कर रहे हैं स्थान पर जहाँ पर हमेशा भगवान श्री कृष्ण भगवद गीता बोल रहे हैं.
Bhagavad Gita is not a scripture.
भगवद गीता
is relevant to a particular time and place.
भगवद गीता ऐसा शास्त्र नहीं है जो कहीं किसी काल के लिए या किसी समय के लिए है.
It is spoken by Krishna, who is the supreme absolute truth.
ये कृष्ण द्वारा बोले गए हैं जो कि परम सत्य है.
सर्व कारण कारणम द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस
जो सारे कारणों के कारण है.
अहम बीज प्रतापिता द फादर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स इन ऑल ऑफ क्रिएशन
मैं सृष्टि में सबके वो पिता हूँ.
कृष्ण इज स्पीकिंग the supreme absolute knowledge.
Krishna jo param gyan bol rahe hain
beyond any of the limitations of time or place.
Jo ki samay ke aur sthan ke pare hai unka sandesh.
The Bhagavad Gita is not simply meant to teach us how to live comfortably and morally in this world.
Bhagavad Gita isliye nahi hai ki hum kaise suvidha purvak gandhi purvak is duniya mein baat kar sake.
It is meant to teach us how to live with the full potential of the soul. The soul is part and parcel of the supreme soul, Krishna.
जो आत्मा जो है वो परमात्मा भगवान श्री कृष्ण का अंश है.
ममायवम सो जीवलोके जीवभूत सनातन. And therefore the soul is such an ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
इसलिए कृष्ण आत्मा जो है वो सबसे आनंद है सत्य और आनंद है यानी पूर्ण ज्ञान से पूर्ण आनंद पूर्ण और शाश्वत.
Within the soul is the capacity to love God and to serve God eternally.
आत्मा के अंदर भगवान के प्रेम करने की और उनकी सेवा करने की प्रवृत्ति है.
Today in our educational institutions there is a great emphasis on teaching people to be all that they could be.
आज हमारे शिक्षण और संस्थाओं में बताया जाता है कि लोगों को बताना कि जो सब कुछ आप बन सकते हैं वो बनने का प्रयास करो.
To train people to live according to their potential.
जितना उनकी शक्ति है उसके अनुसार उनको शिक्षण प्रदान करना.
But save and accept those who understand the teachings of Gita. We do not know what our real potential is.
हमें ये पता ही नहीं है जब भगवद गीता नहीं पढ़ते कि हमारी योग्यताएं क्या हैं.
जायते म्रियते वा कदाचिन्मयान् भूपभावितवाङ्मयः अजोनित्य शश्वतो यान् पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे. The potential of the soul is everlasting. It is not subject to birth or death.
आत्मा की शक्ति जो है वो हमेशा रहने वाली है वो जन्म और मृत्यु से प्रभावित नहीं होती.
The supreme lord who is the creator of all living beings.
जो भगवान सबके रचयिता हैं.
The energy of the lord is within the soul.
उनकी शक्ति जो है वो आत्मा में है.
And we see that someone who has even a little bit of mystic powers can do so many miraculous feats within this world.
हम इस दुनिया में देखते हैं अगर थोड़ी भी योगी शक्ति होती है तो बहुत सारी चीजें कर सकता है.
But those mystic potencies are insignificant.
लेकिन वो सब शक्तियाँ जो हैं वो तुच्छ हैं।
Because one who loves God, God Himself becomes subordinate to that love.
जो व्यक्ति भगवान से प्रेम करता है, भगवान स्वयं उसके अधीन हो जाते हैं।
It is explained here in this verse that this divine nature, meaning the material world, it is divine because it comes from Krishna.
यहाँ पर दिव्य प्रकृति कहा गया, तो दिव्य कहा गया क्योंकि वो भगवान कृष्ण से आ रही है।
Anything coming from Krishna is divine.
कृष्ण से आने वाली हर एक चीज जो है दिव्य है।
If we see anything's relation to Krishna, we see its divinity.
अगर हम कोई भी कृष्ण संबंध देखते हैं, तो हम उसकी दिव्यता को जान सकते हैं।
But if we forget anything's connection to God, then it becomes ordinary.
अगर हम उसका भगवान के साथ संबंध भूल जाते हैं, तो वो साधारण हो जाता है।
You are all sitting on this grass.
आप सब घास के ऊपर बैठे हैं।
Do you take notice of the great miracle of a piece of grass?
आप देखिए ये कैसा जादू है जो घास का तिनका है।
The earth is just some brownish color.
जो धरती है वो ब्राउन कलर की है।
The grass is coming out of the earth, but it's fresh and green.
वो धरती से घास आ रही है, लेकिन वो बहुत ताजी है, हरी भरी है।
Each blade is growing.
हर एक तिनका उग रहा है।
Each blade of grass has its own personality, its own shape, its own color.
उनका स्वयं का रूप है और उनका कलर है।
People could write hundreds and thousands of volumes of books explaining the different intricacies of a blade of grass if you go into the biological structure.
अगर आप उसके रूप में जाएंगे तो व्यक्ति कई पुस्तकें लिख सकते हैं उनके स्वरूप के बारे में।
But we just sit on it and walk on it and don't even notice.
हम उस पर बैठ जाते हैं, चलते हैं और कभी ध्यान भी नहीं देते।
We're not seeing how Krishna is the source.
हम ये नहीं देख रहे कि कृष्ण जो है वो स्रोत है इसके।
It is Krishna's miraculous creation.
वो भगवान कृष्ण का एक जादू का creation है।
And even the greatest biologists and scientists in the world, they cannot, with all of their money and grants, create one blade of grass.
और बड़े से बड़े वैज्ञानिक भी इतना ज्यादा पैसा लेकर भी एक घास का तिनका पैदा नहीं कर सकते।
It is a miracle beyond human capacity.
वो मानव योग्यता के परे है।
What to speak of the trees?
और पेड़ों का क्या कहना?
What to speak of our own human body?
और हमारे मानव शरीर का क्या कहना?
Every cell of the body,
शरीर का एक छोटा छोटा अंग भी,
is an inconceivable miraculous creation of God.
वो भगवान का एक बहुत ही सुंदर और जादू बनाया हुआ सृष्टि है।
So if we try to see God's hand in everything and anything that exists, we see that everything is divine.
अगर हम देखते हैं कि हर एक चीज में भगवान का हाथ है, तो हर एक चीज दिव्य हो जाता है।
However, but when we see apart or separate from Krishna, then we think everything to be ordinary. We see a piece of grass, we should be in ecstasy when we see the grass. This is Krishna's creation. Hey-o! But instead, we just walk along thinking, oh, what a miserable mind I have today.
अगर हम वास्तव में कृष्ण का अंश देख रहे हैं, तो घास देखने पर हमें बड़ी खुशी होनी चाहिए कि कृष्ण का घास है। लेकिन हम निकल जाते हैं और बहुत दुखी रहते हैं कि मेरा मन कितना दुखी है।
We see a mosquito.
अगर हम मच्छर को देखते हैं।
What kind of creation is a mosquito?
कैसा भगवान की सृष्टि है?
An airplane this size.
एक छोटा सा हवाई जहाज है।
With automatic pilot.
Automatic pilot.
Our greatest engineers of aerodynamics cannot create such a perfect airplane as a mosquito.
हवाई जहाज के बड़े-बड़े इंजीनियर भी ऐसा मच्छर नहीं बना सकते।
And yet. Air India, British Airways, if they want an airplane, they have to place an order and wait years and pay millions upon tens of millions of dollars.
अगर Air India, British Airways अगर प्लेन बनाना हो तो हजारों लाखों डॉलर खर्च करने पड़ते हैं, बहुत समय इंतजार करना पड़ता है।
But mosquitoes, they create each other.
मस्कीटो मच्छर या दूसरे मच्छर पैदा करते हैं बहुत आसानी से।
Put two airplanes together and see if you get a third airplane.
अगर आप दो हवाई जहाज को एक साथ जोड़ेंगे, तीसरा हवाई जहाज आएगा क्या?
What kind of miracle is these mosquitoes?
एक ऐसा जादू भगवान ने मच्छर का बनाया।
We see mosquitoes and we just slap them.
हम तो मच्छर को देख के बस तो ऊपर मार देते।
We don't. This is the miracle of God.
ये भगवान का जादू है।
Hey, boy. So yes, Krishna's energy is divine if we just recognize Krishna's miraculous potency that has created it.
कृष्ण की शक्ति दिव्य है अगर हम ये जान लेते हैं कि कृष्ण जिन्होंने इसको बनाया।
Life is fascinating when we see Krishna.
जीवन जो है बहुत उत्साहदायक होता है अगर हम कृष्ण को देखते हैं.
But it's utterly bewildering if we do not.
अगर हम कृष्ण को नहीं देखते तो वो विमोहित हो जाते.
So Krishna is explaining that this divine energy, but what he's talking about here is the illusory material energy.
जहाँ ये जो इन श्लोक में बोल रहे हैं वो उनकी माया शक्ति के बारे में बोल रहे हैं.
Maya means that which is not.
माया का मतलब है जो है नहीं.
That means we think we're someone we're not.
हम सोच रहे हैं हम कि हम हैं अपने हम हैं नहीं ऐसे.
And we're not seeing the world for what it is.
और ये दुनिया का जो सच्चा स्वरूप है वो नहीं देख पा रहे.
We're not understanding anything's relationship to Krishna.
हम हर एक चीज का
अभिमान
के कारण हम बहुत जोर से संघर्ष कर रहे हैं.
This material nature is very difficult to overcome.
ये भौतिक प्रकृति को पार करना बहुत मुश्किल है.
This illusion that keeps us trying to enjoy this body and forgetful of the needs of the soul is very, very, very difficult to overcome.
ये भ्रम जिसके कारण हम शरीर का भोग करने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं इसको पार करना अति मुश्किल है.
Even we read so many scriptures, still we're bound by the illusions of Maya.
हम कितने शास्त्र पढ़ते हैं फिर भी हम माया के द्वारा बंधे हुए हैं.
But Krishna says one who surrenders to him can easily cross beyond.
Krishna bhagwan bolte hain jo unke samarpan mein aata hai wo aasani se paar kar sakta hai.
That is the essence of all knowledge.
Ye sare gyan ka saar hai.
To surrender to Krishna.
Krishna ko samarpan karna.
Even a child can do so.
Ek bachcha bhi aisa kar sakta hai.
Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old.
Prahlad Maharaj sirf 5 barsh ke balak the.
And he was put in through so many difficulties.
और उनको कई तकलीफ सहन करना पड़ा.
But because of his surrender to Krishna, because he was always calling out the name of Krishna with sincere devotion, he could overcome all impediments.
क्योंकि वो हमेशा कृष्ण का नाम पुकार रहे थे वो सारे बाधाओं को पार कर सके.
So the youth, this is the universal principle of truth.
ये सत्य का सिद्धांत है.
That we are powerless against the forces of Maya.
हम माया के विरुद्ध शक्तिहीन हैं.
But Krishna is our power.
कृष्ण सर्वशक्तिमान.
If we just place ourselves in the loving hands of Krishna, he will personally take us to the land of true happiness.
अगर हम कृष्ण के हाथों में अपने आप को सौंप दें तो वो हमको सच्ची भूमि पे आनंद की भूमि में ले जाएंगे.
And that land is within our own hearts.
और वो हमारे हृदय में ही है.
Arjuna was Krishna's friend and Krishna's devotee.
Arjun jo hai Krishna ke sakha hain aur unke mitra hain.
He was saying very, very difficult this battle of Kurukshetra.
Wo dekh rahe the Kurukshetra ka yuddha jo hai bahut mushkil hai.
Krishna told him, you don't worry about victory or defeat.
Krishna ne kaha ki aap jay aur parajay ki chinta mat kariye.
You just serve me honestly.
Aap sachche dil se meri seva kariye.
And if it is my desire, you will win.
अगर मेरी इच्छा होगी तो आप जीतोगे.
And if my desire, you will lose.
और मेरी इच्छा होगी तो आप हारोगे.
If you lose, you return to the spiritual world.
अगर आप हार जाओगे तो आध्यात्मिक धाम में लौट जाओगे.
And if you win, you will make this world the spiritual world.
और अगर आप जीतोगे तो इस दुनिया को आध्यात्मिक दुनिया बना दो.
So what is the loss?
क्या हानि है?
When Arjuna had this faith,
जब अर्जुन के अंदर ये श्रद्धा थी.
That he performed his duty for the satisfaction of Krishna.
वो कृष्ण के संतुष्टि के लिए अपने कर्तव्य को करने लगे.
That is the perfection of life.
ये जीवन की पूर्णता है.
And it is available for everyone.
और ये सबके लिए उपलब्ध है.
Krishna appears in this age of Kali as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
इस कलयुग में भगवान कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में प्रकट होते हैं.
He is the Yuga Avatar.
वो युग अवतार है.
He has taught that by simply chanting Krishna's name with faith, we can overcome all obstacles.
उन्होंने सिखाया कि भगवान का नाम श्रद्धा से लेने से हम सारी बाधाओं को पार कर सकते हैं.
And we can experience the ecstasy of Krishna prem.
और कृष्ण प्रेम का आनंद प्राप्त कर सकते हैं.
When Lord Chaitanya first began his Sankirtan movement,
जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने पहले अपने संकीर्तन आंदोलन का शुरुआत किया,
His devotees were under terrible persecution. One of his devotees was named Srivas
Pandit.
Please listen to this story.
It
has a very deep message that will change your life if you hear it sincerely. Srivas Pandit was a very magnanimous and compassionate devotee. Because he and his associates were propagating this Harinam Sankirtan, the rulers of Bengal at the time were very antagonistic toward what they call the Hindus. In fact, they made laws that anyone practicing this Hindu religion would be punished. They will be beaten. Their homes will be plundered of all their wealth. And if they continue, we will rape their women. We will put them in prison. Or we may kill them. Very serious matter. Now we have all freedom to chant and dance anywhere. But we don't have time. But in those days, if you tried beaten or killed or plundered, but still devotees did it every day because they knew this is necessary. The liberation of my soul is depending on this. Human society is being crippled by ignorance. Let me help them by giving them Harinam. So the news spread that the antagonistic king had heard that the propagation of Harinam Sankirtan was going on in Navadvip, and he was coming personally with his soldiers to punish the offenders. And the word spread that the king and his soldiers were already on boats in the Ganga coming to Navadvip to punish. Srivas Pandit, he was feeling very much distress in his heart. Because he was teaching people this. And he was thinking, because of me, they won't be punished. He could not tolerate the thought of the Lord's devotees suffering. Because he had a very soft heart. Lord Chaitanya is in the heart of every living being. Because he is Krishna, the Antaryama, the Paramatma. He is the knower of everything. Sarvasya cha aham hridi shani vishto mata smriti jnana bapohanam cha. He's seated in everyone's heart. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani cha arjuna pavashani cha bhutini mantu vedana kashti. He knows everything past, present and future. He knows every thought of every living being everywhere. That is Krishna. And some people say that you are God, and I am God, and everyone is God. We don't even remember what happened 4 days ago.
We don't even know what we can't even remember what we did when we were children, what to speak of what somebody did in Africa when they were a child. We are not God.
हम भगवान नहीं
हैं। We've never been God.
हम भगवान नहीं रहे हैं।
We will never be God.
और न तो भगवान बनेंगे।
God never forgets He's God.
भगवान कभी भूलते नहीं कि मैं भगवान हूँ।
God is above all forgetfulness.
भगवान विस्मृति से परे हैं।
We are part of God.
हम भगवान के अंश हैं।
Are eternally subordinate to God.
नित्य रूप से भगवान के अंश हैं।
And our eternal liberated position is to love God and to serve God.
और हमारी स्थिति है भगवान से प्रेम करना और उनकी सेवा करना।
And not to be God, but to be godly.
और भगवान नहीं बनना लेकिन भगवान जैसे बनना।
So Lord Chaitanya knew the heart of Shrivas.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु श्रीवास के हृदय को जानते थे।
Is everyone listening?
क्या सब लोग सुन रहे हैं?
If you are still awake, say Hari Bol.
अगर आप जाग रहे हो तो जोर से हरि बोल बोलिए। जाग रहे
हरि बोल।
Thank you. Shrivas was in his little temple room worshipping Lord Narasimha Dev to protect the devotees.
Shrivas apne mandir mein the aur bhagwan Narasimha Dev ki puja kar rahe the bhakton ke sanrakshan ke liye.
Lord Chaitanya came to temple room and said, Shrivas, I have come!
Yadanandu mandir mein bole, Shrivas, upar main aa gaya hu.
And Lord Chaitanya kicked open the door of the temple room.
Aur darwaje ko unhone lat se khol diya.
Shrivas is worshipping Narasimha Dev, praying for his mercy, and the source of Narasimha Dev himself appeared before him.
Shrivas Narasimha Dev ki prarthna kar rahe the, Narasimha Bhagwan ke source jo hai wo darwaje se aa gaye.
Then the Lord said, look at me, Shrivas.
Aur Bhagwan ne kaha, Shrivas, mujhe yahan dekho.
Mahaprabhu Shri Chaitanya manifested his beautiful, opulent forearm form of Narayan.
और भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने चतुर्भुज नारायण स्वरूप प्रकट किया।
Holding kaksha, chakra, gada and lotus padma.
उनका चक्र गदा और पद्म धारण किया।
Beautiful golden crown on his head.
और सुंदर सुनहरा मुकुट उनके सिर के ऊपर।
Kushtubh mani decorating his beautiful chest.
और उनके छाती के ऊपर कौस्तुभ मणि सजा हुआ।
Beautiful, beautiful lotus like eyes.
और कमल जैसे सुंदर आंखें।
He was wearing a dress which was brilliant gold like lightning.
और बहुत सुंदर जो है सुनहरे रंग के वस्त्र पहने।
His beautiful black hair was curling down his shoulders.
और उनके कंधे से सुंदर बाल आ रहे थे।
The Lord said to Shrivas, offer prayers of love to me.
और भगवान ने शिवा से कहा मेरी स्तुति करो।
Shrivas offered beautiful prayers to the Lord.
और शिवास ने बहुत सुंदर स्तुतियां करी।
Then the Lord said, bring your family members to come and have my darshan. Bring your servants and your maid servants and the servants of the servants of your maid servants to come and have my
darshan.
They all came and the Lord placed his lotus feet on all of their heads and gave them Krishna Prem, the ultimate goal of life.
वो सब आए उनके दिल के ऊपर कृष्ण रखे और उनको सबसे ऊंचा कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदान किया।
Because the Lord wanted to show not only my devotee, but anyone who is dear to my devotee will get my mercy.
भगवान ने कहा था कि न केवल मेरे भक्त जो मेरे भक्तों को प्रिय है उसको मेरी कृपा प्राप्त होगी।
He said to Shrivas, Why are you afraid, Shrivas?
आज शिवास तुम डरते क्यों हो?
You are thinking that that Malecha Yavana king is coming to punish you with his soldiers? I will always protect my devotee. You see what I will do. I will go right on that boat. And I will approach directly to the king.
और मैं राजा के पास सीधे जाऊंगा।
And I will show him my opulence.
और मैं उसको अपना ऐश्वर्य दिखाऊंगा।
And what will he do against us?
और फिर हमारे विरुद्ध क्या कर पाएगा?
And if he's not convinced,
और अगर उसको विश्वास नहीं होगा,
then I will take him back to his palace.
और उनको अपने महल में वापस ले जाऊंगा।
And he says, you get all your so-called religious priests to come.
अपने धार्मिक तथाकथित लोगों को लेकर आइए।
And you get the horses and the cows and the elephants and the birds and the dogs of the kingdom. Bring them here to your palace.
और अपने राज्य में जो हाथी घोड़े और सब को लेकर आइए राज्य में।
Have them chant their different verses from their scriptures and make these animals cry in ecstasy. They will try, but they will fail. And then I will go and I will bring the elephants and the lions and the tigers and the dogs and the camels and everything in the kingdom of the animals, and I will bring them to the king's court. And I am the Supreme Personality of God. With my power, I will get them to all chant the holy names. And they will all be rolling on the ground, crying incessant tears of love, loudly chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
They will be roaring, they will be screaming out the holy names in ecstasy. And then all the kings, priests, ministers, and the king himself will fall down from his throne, crying in ecstasy, chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. राजा के मंत्री और उसके पुरोहित और राजा स्वयं अपने आसन से गिर जाएगा और रोम जोर से गाने लगेगा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे.
If you do not believe me, Srivas, you watch what I will do.
अभी आप विश्वास नहीं करते श्रीवास, तो देखो मैं क्या करता हूँ.
At that time, one of the family members of Srivas Thakur was his four-year-old niece.
और उस समय श्रीवास के परिवार सदस्य में चार वर्ष की उसकी भतीजी थी.
Her name was Narayani.
उसका नाम था नारायणी.
Sakshi, how old are you?
Sakshi, क्या उम्र है? 11 years.
11. Narayani was four.
नारायणी की उम्र चार थी.
The Lord turned to Narayani, a very innocent little child.
भगवान ने नारायण की तरफ रुके और चार साल की छोटी बालिका थी.
With great love in his heart,
अपने हृदय में बहुत प्रेम की भावना से,
the Lord spoke, Narayani.
और भगवान बोलने लगे, हे नारायण,
chant the holy name of Krishna.
कृष्ण का नाम कीर्तन करो.
And cry in transcendental ecstatic love.
और प्रेम से जो है गाना शुरू करो.
Immediately Narayani began to call out Krishna Krishna.
और नारायणी पुकारने लगी कृष्ण कृष्ण.
Incessant tears were flowing from her eyes.
उनकी आंखों से प्रवाह होने लगा अश्रु का.
Her hairs were standing on end and she was trembling.
और उनका शरीर कांप रहा था, बाल खड़े हो गए थे.
She was manifesting the realizations of the ultimate yogis.
और सबसे बड़े योगियों की जो पूर्णता थे वो प्राप्त कर चुके थे.
What even the demigods strive for many births to achieve, this little girl Narayani had achieved.
जो बड़े बड़े देवता भी प्रयास करते हैं वो इस नारायणी को प्राप्त हो चुका था.
Her heart was inundated with ecstatic love of God.
और भगवान के प्रेम से उनका हृदय भरा हुआ था.
She was eternally liberated from all the sufferings of this material world.
In bhavi duniya ke sare dukhon se hamesha ke liye mukt ho gayi.
In that state she was weeping and crying out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
In avastha mein wo prem se bhagwan ke naamon ko ga rahi thi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Please chant much louder.
Chalo to aur zor se boli.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Much louder, please.
Aur zor se.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, devotees were fearless. They transcended the modes of material nature due to their faith in the mercy of the Lord. And little Narayani became one of the favorite devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Although big scholars and sannyasis were coming to take shelter of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya. Still, one of his most favorite associates was the little four-year-old innocent girl Narayani. Because she had such innocent and simple faith in Krishna and his holy name. In fact, Lord Chaitanya, when he would take prasad at Srivas's house, he would personally call Narayani and feed her his Mahamaha prasad with his own hands.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु अपने हाथों से स्वयं का महा महाप्रसाद जो है नारायणी को खिलाते थे।
He did not do that for many other people.
और ज्यादा लोगों को ऐसा नहीं कृपा दिखाई उन्होंने।
And therefore Narayani became famous amongst all devotees.
तो नारायणी सब भक्तों में बहुत प्रसिद्ध हो गई।
As she who has accepted the remnants from Lord Chaitanya's own hand. And because she would eat his prasad, she became so very, very purified and so dear to all the Vaishnavas. Later on, Narayani was married when she grew a little older. And she was pregnant with a child. But while she was pregnant, her husband disappeared from this world. Because even amongst the greatest personalities, still this world is a place of uncertainty. She was very young. And she was a widow. And she was pregnant with a child. But it wasn't an ordinary child. Narayani, she would go to give associations in the house of Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt personally took care to protect her and maintain
her.
He was a very great devotee.
वो भी बहुत बड़े भक्त थे.
One day he approached Lord Chaitanya.
एक दिन वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु के पास पहुंचे.
He came to Lord Chaitanya with tears in his eyes.
उनके आंखों में आंसू भरे हुए थे.
He said, "My Lord,"
और बोले, हे भगवान,
"You are the supreme personality of God."
आप जो है परम भगवान.
There is nothing you cannot do.
ऐसा कुछ नहीं है जो आप नहीं कर सकते.
And you can fulfill anyone's desires if you so choose to do so.
अगर आप ऐसा करना चाहें.
I have one desire that has been burning in my heart.
और एक इच्छा है जो मेरे हृदय में जल रही है.
I beg you that you kindly fulfill this one desire of mine.
मैं आपसे भिक्षा मांगता हूँ कि ये इच्छा को आप पूरी कर दो.
Lord Chaitanya said, "What is the benediction you ask? Krishna will certainly fulfill it." He said, "My Lord, when I see the foolish living entities in this world, who are your eternal servants, suffering birth after birth after birth due to forgetfulness of their relationship with you, my heart breaks."
जब मैं देखता हूँ कि जो आपके शाश्वत अंश हैं, आपके साथ संबंध भूल जाने के कारण दुख भोग रहे हैं, ये देखकर मेरा हृदय फूट जाता है।
I pray,
मैं प्रार्थना करता हूँ,
let them all be liberated.
ये सब मुक्त हो जाए।
Let every being in the universe be liberated.
दुनिया का ब्रह्मांड का हर एक व्यक्ति मुक्त हो जाए।
Both the moving and non-moving living entities.
सारे चल और अचल प्राणी सब मुक्त हो जाए।
But something has to be done with all their sinful karma. Let all that karma come upon me. Let me suffer in hell endlessly. And let everyone else go back to Godhead to enjoy with you. That is the only desire I have in my heart. Please fulfill it. Lord Chaitanya knew that Vasudev Dutt was speaking very seriously. He was willing to suffer endlessly to help others enjoy Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeing the compassion of his devotee, his heart melted and he wept incessantly.
भगवान अपने भक्त कृपा को देखकर उनका हृदय पिघल गया और उनकी आंखों से अश्रु प्रवाह होने लगा.
God himself is crying to see the compassion of his devotee.
भगवान स्वयं रो रहे हैं अपने भक्त की कृपा को देखकर.
The Lord seeing the love of his devotee, he was speechless. He could not talk anything.
भगवान अपने भक्त का प्रेम देखकर वो बिल्कुल मूक हो गए, कुछ बोल नहीं पाए.
Finally, he said, "My dear Vasudev Dutt, the compassion and the love in your heart for every living entity, known or unknown to you, is the quality of a perfect
Vaishnava.
You are none different than Prahlad
Maharaj.
Prahlad, when he was offered benediction from Lord Narsingadev, he asked the same type of thing. Prahlad said, "I don't want liberation. I don't even want to go back to the spiritual world. As long as there's one fool and rascal who is forgetting you in this world, I want to be here to help them." That is selfless love. Lord Chaitanya said to Vasudev Dutt that your desire must be fulfilled by Krishna. But there's no need for you to accept the sinful reactions of anyone. By your desire, the world will be liberated. So was that Vasudev Dutt that took care of Narayani when she was pregnant widow? And she gave birth to an illustrious son. We know him as Vrindavan Das Thakur. He was a personal associate of Lord Nityananda. And it was Vrindavan Das Thakur who wrote the first biography of Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu,
which is known today as the Sri Chaitanya
Bhagavat.
He is one of the greatest of all Paramahamsas. How did he become like this? Because he was born from the womb of that pure devotee that only ate the remnants of Mahaprabhu Sri
Chaitanya.
He was raised in an environment of nothing but love and affection
for the Lord.
And all the innermost truths of the Lord's pastimes and mission were revealed to him.
और भगवान के लीला के सब सत्य जो हैं वो उनको प्रदर्शित किए गए.
So there are many difficulties that will come upon everyone in this world.
इस दुनिया में हर एक व्यक्ति के जीवन में बहुत सारे तकलीफें आएंगे.
पदम पदम यदि पदम नतेषां there's danger at every step.
हर कदम पर जो कोई ना कोई खतरा है.
So whatever the situation, we should never lose our faith. The temporary conditions of this world we're always becoming and going.
जो इस दुनिया की क्षणिक चीजें हैं वो आते रहेंगे जाते रहेंगे.
We have to always hold on tightly within our hearts to eternal reality.
हमें परम सत्य को अपने हृदय में जो है बनाए रखना है.
What is that reality?
और ये सत्य क्या है?
Jivara Swarupa Krishnaranitya Das. That Krishna is the all attractive object of everyone's love and I am his eternal servant. This is the essence of Gita. Man manava mamad bhakto madhya jinnam namaskuru mame vaishashi shakyam te prati jani priyoshi me. Krishna says, always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your obeisance to me. In this way you will come to me without fail. When Krishna says, always think of me. That means in happiness and distress. In pleasure and in pain. In victory and defeat. In honor and dishonor. In success and failure. In heat or cold. In health or disease. In fame or infamy. In life or in death. Always think of me. Always keep that connection to the eternal reality of our soul. Always keep the all-attractive Supreme Person as the focus of our life. How to always remember Krishna? In this age of Kali Yuga, it is made easy. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna has descended in his name.
Krishna jo hai apne naam ke roop mein prakat hue hain.
All of his opulences, his form, his pastimes, his holy dham, his qualities, they are all in his name.
Unke sare gun, sab kuch, unka dham, sab kuch unke naam ke roop mein prakat hua hai.
Kali kali naam rupe Krishna avatar. By chanting Krishna's name attentively, we can always remember Krishna. Every situation of life. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantash chaturtah. With great determination, we should always be chanting the glories. Therefore, Lord Krishna himself comes.
इसलिए भगवान श्री कृष्ण स्वयं आते हैं
5000 years ago to speak Bhagavad Gita in Kurukshetra.
5000 वर्ष पूर्व भगवद गीता बोलने के लिए कुरुक्षेत्र में.
500 years ago the age of Kali, the Lord again came to teach us how to practice the principles of Gita in our daily life, even in this age of Kali.
500 वर्ष पूर्व उपेंद्र यहाँ पर आए हमें सिखाने के लिए कि कैसे धर्म के सिद्धांतों को कलयुग में पालन किया जाए.
मन मना भगवत भक्त how to always remember Krishna.
हमेशा कृष्ण का चिंतन करना.
To constantly chant his holy name.
हमेशा उनके नामों का गान करना.
हरे कृष्णा हरे
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
By this process our heart becomes clean.
इस तरीके से हमारा हृदय साफ हो जाता है.
Our desires for sinful activities are removed.
हमारे पाप पूर्ण
our responsibilities to family, to occupation, to society, we learn how to use them all as an expression of our love and service to Krishna.
अपने परिवार में अपने देश में अपने समाज में हम सीखते हैं कि कैसे हर एक चीज को कृष्ण से संबंधित देख सकते हैं.
This is the nature of our soul.
यह हमारी आत्मा का स्वभाव है.
We must study Gita.
हमें गीता का अध्ययन करना चाहिए.
We must associate with pious sadhus.
और सच्चे साधुओं का संग करना चाहिए.
And we must continuously keep our mind connected to the holy name.
और हमेशा अपने मन को भगवान के नामों से संबंधित रखना चाहिए.
That is the perfection of living Gita in this world.
और ये पूर्णता है गीता का पालन करने में.
It is made simple by the mercy of the Lord.
अब भगवान की कृपा से यह सरल हो गया है।
So this chanting of Hare Krishna take it very seriously.
इन हरे कृष्ण जप को बहुत गंभीरता से स्वीकार करिए।
It is the most essential responsibility in our life.
यह हमारे जीवन की सबसे महत्वपूर्ण जिम्मेदारी है।
कमल डाला बचाला जीवन तलमाला Everything else in this world, its relevance to us is like a drop of water on a leaf of a lotus
flower.
It is here and then it is gone. Your wealth, your position in this world, your family members, your friends, and your very life.
आपके परिवार के सदस्य और आपका स्वयं का जीवन
like a drop of water on a lotus leaf.
वो कमल के पत्ते के ऊपर थोड़ी सी बूंद है.
The while that water is on a lotus leaf,
जब तक वो पानी उस पत्ते के ऊपर है,
we should be fixing our consciousness on the eternal reality.
हमको परम सत्य पर अपना ध्यान केंद्रित करना चाहिए.
हरे कृष्णा,
हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे हरे.
By mercy of Lord Krishna. Through His name,
उनकी कृपा उनके नाम के स्वरूप में,
He can bring us across all the obstacles of this material existence.
और भौतिक अस्तित्व के सारे बाधाओं से परे हमें ले जा सकते हैं।
दायवे हेशु को नमाई मम माया तु रखेगा मामे बामे पपाद्यते माये में तत्रा। This divine nature of mine, consisted of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. The one who surrenders unto me can easily cross the eye.
ये जो मेरी दैवी प्रकृति तीन गुणों की बनी है इसको पार करना बड़ा मुश्किल है लेकिन जो मेरी शरण में आता है वो बड़े आसानी से पार करता है.
What is beyond this ocean of birth and death?
इस जन्म मृत्यु के सागर से परे क्या है?
The eternal reality.
परम सत्य.
Krishna's abode.
कृष्ण का धाम.
वृंदावन.
श्री कृष्ण भगवान की जय.
Thank you very much.
बहुत धन्यवाद.
Is there any questions?
किसी को कोई प्रश्न पूछना है?
नाम हरि नाम एव केवलम् कलो नास्तेव 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 गत्यं. It is the means by which we can attain the perfection of liberation.
ये तरीका है जिससे आपकी मुक्ति प्राप्त कर सकते हैं.
We would like to show you the method that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to perform the congregational chanting.
हम आपको
of holy names of
Lord. हम आपको तरीका बताना चाहते हैं जो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने सिखाया है हरि नाम देने का.
We should be attentive when we're chanting.
जब हम कीर्तन करते हैं तो बड़ा ध्यान देना चाहिए.
This Harinam Sankirtan is not just a karmakandic ritualistic activity.
वो कोई कर्मकांड की रीति रिवाज नहीं है.
It is not simply a sentimental dance to be done by women and children.
वो ऐसा नहीं कि स्त्रियों के बच्चे के द्वारा सिर्फ कोई नृत्य है.
It is the ultimate understanding of the highest principles of Vedas put into action.
ये वेदों के सबसे ऊंचे सिद्धांत का पालन किया जा रहा है.
And yet so accessible to everyone.
और ये सबको बहुत आसानी से प्राप्त हो रहा है.
परम जी विचारते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तनम. It is the prime benediction for all humanity.
ये सारी मानवता के लिए मुख्य आशीर्वाद है.
So we should chant with attention.
हमें ध्यान से गाना चाहिए.
We should put our hearts and soul into this mantra.
और इस मंत्र में पूरी अपनी शक्ति लगानी चाहिए.
Because what you put into it is what you will get.
जो आप उसमें डालेंगे वही आपको प्राप्त होगा.
ये यथानं पपद्यन्ते तं स्थितैव वचाम्यहं मम वाक्मनुवर्तन्ते ते मनुष्य भवति सर्वशः. Krishna tells, as you approach me, as you surrender to me, I will reveal myself to you all.
भगवान कृष्ण बोलते हैं कि जैसे आप अपने आप को दर्शाते हो वैसे ही मैं प्रकट होता हूँ.
You chant thinking about your business or the stars in the sky or whatever else you're thinking, Krishna will not be thinking of you.
अगर आप जप करते समय कीर्तन करते हुए जो आप बिजनेस का सोच रहे हैं तारों के सोच रहे हैं तो कृष्ण आपके बारे में नहीं सोच रहे हैं.
But you really be crying out for Krishna, Krishna save me, I need you, I'm helpless, then Krishna will be right there to help.
अगर आप सच्चे पुकारे कृष्णा मुझे आवश्यकता है मुझे बचाओ तो फिर कृष्णा आएंगे.
If we can one time chant the holy name with a whole heart, we will achieve the spiritual world.
अगर हम एक बार सच्चे दिल से भगवान के नाम को पुकारें तो हमको आध्यात्मिक धाम की प्राप्ति होगी.
Therefore, our whole life is striving and struggling to chant with great attention and faith and devotion.
अपने पूरे जीवन जो है हमें प्रयास करना चाहिए कि सच्चे दिल से भगवान के नाम को पुकार सकें.
That is the perfection of sadhana.
ये साधना की पूर्णता है.
So as we're hearing the holy name, we should be hearing attentively.
जैसे हम भगवान का नाम सुनते हैं तो बड़े ध्यान पूर्वक सुनना चाहिए.
कृष्ण has come in his name.
कृष्ण अपने नाम के रूप में प्रकट हुए हैं.
With folded palms we welcome Krishna into our hearts.
हाथ जोड़कर हम भगवान का स्वागत करते हैं अपने
हृदय में. As I'm chanting attentively with scrutinized attention, focus your ears and your consciousness on the holy name and with folded palms welcome Krishna through your ears into the core of your heart.
जैसे महाराज गाते हैं तब उस समय अपने हाथों को जोड़कर बड़े ध्यान से बड़े हरे बड़े हृदय के साथ उन नामों का श्रवण करें इस तरीके से. जैसे महाराज चलो हाथ जोड़िए इस तरीके से.
As you are chanting, raise your arms.
और जब आप गाएंगे तब से हाथ ऊपर
very high.
बहुत ऊंचा जितना ऊंचा हो सके.
Touching stars and sky.
और आकाश के तारों को छूने का प्रयास करें.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when devotees raise their arms in kirtan, they are spreading Krishna's mercy to the whole universe.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu बताया जब भक्तरा हाथ ऊपर करते हैं तो पूरे ब्रह्मांड में जो है वो भगवान की कृपा बांटते हैं.
And raising arms like this is an act of surrender.
और ऐसे हाथ ऊपर करना ये समर्पण की भावना है.
As Draupadi raised her arms, knowing that she could not hold her sari in the face of this great powerful Maharati.
द्रौपदी ने जो है देखा कि अब मैं अपने आप को दुशासन से नहीं बचा सकती तब उसने हाथों को ऐसे ऊपर उठाया.
She surrendered to Krishna.
उसने कृष्ण को समर्पण किया.
I'm helpless and hopeless.
एकदम मैं हिंसाय हूँ मेरी कोई आशा नहीं है.
You are my only shelter.
आप ही मेरे आश्रय हो.
She raised her arms and she loudly cried out.
उसने अपने हाथ ऊपर किया और जोर से पुकारा.
Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda.
Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda.
Dushasana is something like eternal time.
Dushasana jo hai wo shashwat kaal ke saman hai.
And our sari is like our lifespan.
Aur hamare jeevan ki jo avadhi hai wo hamari sari ke saman hai.
And he's pulling at that sari.
Aur wo log hamari sari ko kheench rahe hain.
And with every inch that comes off, we're coming closer to death.
और हर इंसान मृत्यु के करीब आ रहे हैं.
And no matter how hard we try to hold on to our life, the dushasana of time is just stripping it away.
हम कितना भी अपने आप को रोकने का प्रयास करें लेकिन काल रूप का दुशासन हमारे वस्त्रों को खींच रहा है.
We can go beyond birth and death.
लेकिन हम जन्म मृत्यु से परे जा सकते
हैं. Following in the footsteps of Draupadi.
हमने द्रौपदी के पदचिन्हों में चल
Raising our arms high.
अपने हाथों को ऊपर उठाइए.
In a mood of actual surrender of the heart.
हृदय से समर्पण की भावना से.
Loudly crying out Krishna's holy name.
जोर से भगवान के नाम को पुकारिए.
हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे हरे.
And that Krishnananda Prabhu will.